We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning kamata halfway down the Amud by the two dots. We had in the Mishnah about the Shulchan, we set up what the Shulchan looks like, and at the end of the Mishnah it says like this, Arbas Nifim Shalzav HaYisham. First of all, there was four supports of gold, and they were Mufatsalim Rosheim. They had these little indentations across the whole thing, and this way you put those konim, the rods, from wall to wall. There was 28 konim, 40 konim on each, and says the end of Mishnah, they didn't take off and put on these konim on Shabbos. It wasn't Deicha Shabbos. Before Shabbos, took off the konim, and the bread sat on each other a little bit, and then you took it off and put on new ones, still sitting on each other. Matzah Shabbos, you put in the rods to separate the breads from each other. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Menon Emili, what's the makar for the slifim, the konim, all these kelim? Well, what's the makar for that? Amar Rav Katina, Amar Kra, it's in first apostle. The apostle like this. Four things. What are these things? So Rashi, Zok the Gemara, Ka'aresav, Elu defusin. Ka'aresav are the forms, are these forms that they baked the lechem upon it, they kneaded the lechem upon it. Rashi says these defusim were Shenerach. It's all these things. And it turns out that we had before in the Gemara, there was three different defusim. One that you made the dough in it, the other one that you baked in it, and the third one where you put it in afterwards, so it doesn't break apart. It's avoiding the pots, it's made out of zav. It's not like all three are made out of zav. The problem is Rashi Chumash says that the one you put in the oven was metal, not zav. You don't want to ruin the zav. You put the zav into the oven, or ruin it. So this Gemara sounds like where Rashi teaches that the defusim means all the defusim. So it seems like even that was made out of zav. What's kapaisav? Elu bezichim. That's the little cups that held the frankincense, that held the levoinim. So that's the kap. That's the kapaisav. Kesoisav. What's that? Elu snifim. That's the supports. The four support walls. Umnaki yosav. Elu akkadim. These are the rods. Asher yusach behein. Now snifim is lashon of support. Sniff. That's why it means those four walls. The menachi yosav is lashon of cleaning it because it gives ear space between the lechem. That's why the rods are called menachi yosav. El konim. As you say, behem shemisach, behem is a lechem. It goes over the lechem. It's seichich, it's misachich, it's schach over the lechem. So that is the pasuk v'asisa kareisav v'chapisav v'ksayisav. So that's the makar for all these things we've learned in the Mishnah. Moisef Rava. It says in the Mishnah, le'sida konim le'nitilasim doiches shabbos. That taking off the konim and putting back the konim without Deicha Shabbos. Now, we never spoke out which Issa Shabbos is this. So Rashi speaks out, it's an Issa de Rabbanon, that because it looks like Boina Vesoysa, looks like you're building and taking apart, it's Boina Vesoysa. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns that it's because of Muksa. And he says, even though we have a klal in Shvus Mikdash, so Muksa will not apply, based on Boina Vesoysa, it could be it's Ka'im Boina Vesoysa, that's Issa de Raisa. That will pass the Beis Mikdash. But Muksa, Rashi says, it can't be Muksa, because Muksa is no Issa Beis Mikdash. Tosfos Rai is that it's Issa Muksa, and he's not worried about the problem in Shvus Mikdash. There are some times where we have a Shvus Mikdash, and he learns it's the problem of Muksa. He has a Rai from the Gemara on Shabbos like that. So it's two pshatim exactly why Sidur Konim and Tilosim is a problem on Shabbos. Either it's Boina or it's Muksa. But either way, it says not Mishnah, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But Isaac, that's the right. So if it's a deraisa within these konim, am I in Deicha Shabbos? Why should we Deicha Shabbos? It's a deraisa. Why should we, if the Torah says you could put on konim, why isn't Deicha Shabbos? It's not true. This is not true, my kasha. Why? It's not. We're going to the Mishnah. We're going to our Mishnah, actually. Klalam Rabbi Kiva, komalacha she'efshu lo'ala so'isu me'erev Shabbos, ain't a Deicha Shabbos. Any malacha you could do for Eifam for Shabbos, not Deicha Shabbos. V'hani na'am he'efshu lo'i Deicha Shabbos alayu. This also, you could do before Shabbos. Now, why? Time am I? The lechem shalechem. Why do I put the karm there? So lechem should not get, fashem shouldn't get spoiled. B'chi hay she'uro lo'i me'afesh. If it just sits there on the top of each other for 12 hours, it's not the biggest deal. Nothing will happen. It won't get moldy just from that. Kidatanya, look at the Brice. So I'm showing you in the Brice exactly how he did this, and it didn't sit there that long. Kidatanya, Ketzad Oisa, how do you do this? They put in the word Ketzad Oisa. Nichnas Merav Shabbos. He walks in Me'erev Shabbos v'shomtam, he takes off the poles, the broads, u'menich l'orchon shal shulchan, puts it on the floor, connected the length of the shulchan, u'motze Shabbos, niklas ma'gbiya roish shachala, he picks up one end of the chala, u'maklas kona tachtel, and puts the kona under it. U'chayza ma'gbiya roish shachala, he picks it all aside, u'maklas kona tachtel. So, and the brides go further, just speak it right here, that they did it, so Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, took off the rods, so let's say he sat there, let's say that was 6 o'clock, by the next day, around 9 o'clock, they could already bring the bezichin. So we're sitting there, let's say 14, 15 hours. And then 9 o'clock, you put in the new chalas. So by 9 o'clock at night, you're less than 12 hours later, you had already the rod. So it didn't sit there, it sat there around approximately a half a day each, which is not a big deal, and didn't become moldy from that. It sounds like from the Gemara, from the Braises of Pashas, they went Motzei Shabbos to put in the new Konim. Actually, the Rambam learned it was the next morning, it was Sunday morning. And which is exactly what's behind the Rambam, why he said that that went Sunday morning, and now Motzei Shabbos, Ayin Shom B'mefarshei HaRambam. So look the Braises of Aita. Arba Chalois, Tzricha Shloish Shloish Konim. I'm sure everyone was waiting with bated breath. What's the share of these 28 konim? 14 in each one. It's not visible by 5 or 6. Where does 14 come from? So Gemara explains like this, that I'm going to say it outside first, then we'll see it inside. That the first challah sat on the table, that the table was nice and cold, it was gold, and didn't need any konim. So it sat on the table. So on top of that, you needed the three rods. So on top of the first four challahs, you needed three rods. So on top of challah one, you need three rods, two, three, four. On top of five, you don't need three rods, because there's only one challah on top of it. So if it's a bunch of challahs, you need three rods. Two rods could hold the top challah. And on top of the top challah, you don't need any rods. So then very simple. Four times three is how much? 12, plus two is 14. That's the share of 14 rods in each chart. Arba challah is four challahs, first four challahs, three can slice, because everything's piled on top of it. Hal yoyna, the top challah, which is five, number five, ain't tzrich el shnayim. Only needs two on top of it. Lefi shein aleha masuya tachtoina masuya masui. Doesn't that on top is not so heavy? Hatachtoina, the bottom one ain't tzrich kolik. Doesn't need anything. Vishmenachas ataris shulchan. It's sitting on the tairoy of shulchan, sitting on the shulchan itself, which is cold. Akaponim, what comes out from here is that's the chesed of 14 kondim on each side. Again, the chesed is very simple. On top of the first four is three, on top of number five is two, and on top of number six is nothing. And under the bottom one is also nothing. That's your share of 14 konim. Any questions? Klar. Tanan awesome. Yeah, I think it's pretty klar. Tanan awesome. Learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Ramei Oimer. Now remember in our Mishnah, we had a machlekes, how wide the shulchan was. Was it six tefachim wide or five tefachim wide? What was the machlekes? The Torah says how much it was. Amma. Shaila is, was the Amma a 5 tefachim Amma or a 6 tefachim Amma? And now when you go into the kishkas of that machlekes, it's Ramei Rehud in our Mishnah also. Ramei Oime, kol Amma yishayi v'mikdash beinoinis. All Ammas in the Mikdash were 6. Beinoinis means there were 6 tefachim Ammas. Chutz mezbeach hazov, va'keren va'asoyv va'yisoyv. So it's mezbeach hazov, and the keren, soyv, and the yisoyv of mezbeach hachitzoin, those were 5 tefachim Ammas. But everything else was 6. Therefore, the shulchan was how much? 6. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Amas binyan shish tefachim. Anything that was binyan, that, for example, the chaymes habayis, the mezbeach ha'olah also was a binyan in the Beis Hamikdash. There was a binyan on the floor made of stone, mezbeach havanim. Anything was a binyan. It was 6. And when we say mezbeach ha'olah, we mean besides for the keren, yisoid, and soiv. Everyone knows what the yisoid is. That's the base and the bottom. The soiv is where the kohanim walk. It's like in the tation halfway through. And the keren are the corners sticking out of mezbeach on top. That was for sure 5. But the question was, and mezbeach ha'olah for sure was considered a binyan. For sure, that was 6. The question was other kelim. So Ramei says only mezbeach zov was 5. Only mezbeach zov was 5 tefachim. Everything else was 6 tefachim. Ruda Emer, Amas binyan was 6 tefachim, which includes the chaymes of the walls and the mezbeach oila. Veshel kelim, all of the kelim, which means the aroin, the shulchan, the mezbeach zov was chamisha. So basically, nafkamina between Ramei and Ruda is like the aroin and the shulchan is an nafkamina. According to Ramei, how much is it? 6. A 6 tefachim amma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 5. That's the ikka nafkamina between Rehuda and the Rameyers of the Kalim. Om Rav Yechanan, Mishnei Mikra HaDarshu. They both learn that for one pasuk. We have a pasuk in Yecheskel says like this: Ve'ela midas hamizbeach ba'amos, amo, amo v'toyfach, v'cheik amo, v'amo roicha, v'gvul osvas osav zerazach v'zerag hamizbeach. And when it says in the pasuk, ba'amos, amo, amo v'toyfach, that's a case of six tefachim. So the mizbeach oila was six tefachim. It was ba'amos, amo, amo v'toyfach. It was the size of amos that it's an amo plus a tefach, which is five plus one, which is six. That's that halacha. But the other things, cheka amo and amo reichem and gvul osvas osaviv v'zeh gav mizbeach, those have a different thing. Like the Gemara says, like the Gemara says on base, the rest of that pasuk, cheka amo v'amo reichem gvul osvas osaviv v'zeh zeh v'zeh gav mizbeach, and we explain like this that the cheka amo, what's cheka amo, is a yisoid. That's the Yisoid. And these Amos are Chomesh. These are Amos Afar. Chek Amo, Zeh Yisoid. Amo Reichev, that's referring to the Soivev. Zeh Soivev. V'gevula El Svasa Soivev Zeres Echad Elu Kronis. That's the Kronis, the corners, which go in every direction of Zeres. That makes it a one Amo, one Amo. That also is a Amo that's five Tvachim. Elu Kronis. So now, we explain Vachleikas Erhudan Rabbanon. Erhudan Rameir. Zegav mizbeach, ze mizbeach azav. Zegav mizbeach, that's mizbeach azav. Ramei yisov azehu ba'amo bas chamisha. That the mizbeach azav, that's the one ba'amo chamisha. I'll call amis kelim ba'amo bas chamisha. We only specified gav mizbeach to be five tvachim, but everything else is six tvachim, even though they're kelim. I'll call amis kelim ba'amo bas chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Kizeyu Kol Amos Kalim. All Kalim should be like this. All Kalim should be the same size as the Mizbeach Azov, because when we compare it to that Kalim, they're all five Tvachim Amos. So that is the Bir HaMachlekes. Now we have to go into this whole Shabbat. We're going to go back to now into the whole Mizbeach Oila. But this right here, if you step right here, you got the Machlekes Ramei and Rabbanan. The Machlekes basically is, we compare it to Mizbeach Azov. Ramei says, just Mizbeach Azov is a Kali, it's five Tvachim, like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel. It's a five Tvachim Amos. So therefore, all kelim five tefachim amos includes the shulchan and the aron. Now, Shmuel Yehuda said that's Rehuda Shita. Rehuda Shita holds just like the Zechel of the keli. So every other keli, aron and shulchan, also is a five tefachim amos. Ramei says no. Zem is berach is off. Only the zeh gav is berach. Only the mizbeach has dim five, but not other kelim. Huh?
You're on the beginning
of the pasuk.
It's called
six amos. Right, mizbeach oila. That's what mizbeach oila. Mizbeach oila is six amos. Yes. No, that's to read the pasuk. Elam is mizbeach, but amos amo. So, Elam is Mizbeach, that's Mizbeach Oila, is Ba Amis Am Am V'Toyfach. That has been Amis Am Am V'Toyfach. But everything else is not like that. But the Chek Amma, Ba Amma Reiche, V'Gul Svas Sav V'Zav V'Beach, that's a different type of Amma. Only Midas of Mizbeach Oila is Ba Amis Am Am V'Toyfach. That's it. Only that has the din of Am Am V'Toyfach, the big Amma. But everything else not. That's the Rida Pasuk. Yes, we agree that also. Yeah. We also, there are even more things that are five Tvachim, and the reason why Mizbeach Oila is different.
No,
what? Mizbeach is six, because Mizbeach is a binyan. Mizbeach is a binyan, so he agrees to that. Only Gavam Mizbeach, which is a Kalim, which is a Kali, and everything's like that. That's a, I'm saying, if you look at the Tosfos and the Rashi, the Tosfos is easy to look on, so I examine off on the bottom. It's Amis Am Am V'Toyfach, Pirish, Midas Mizbeach Yerich, Ba'isin Amis, Sha'am Abenis Tachsvem Am V'Toyfach. You know, the Midas Mizbeach is Ba'isin Amis, Sha'am Abenis Tachsvem Am V'Toyfach, Amo, and a taifach, whatever. It's amma and a tafach. Amma plus tafach, which is six. That's the read the pasuk, and the rest is different. The rest is different. And when it says zeres, it means zeres is chatzi amma. It means that the keren yisoid is chatzi amma each direction, which means the amma amma. That amma also is small. So we're saying like this: we come to the mizbeach oila. The whole mizbeach oila is six. Besides four, the yisoid, soiviv, and keren, that's amma of five. And now we have a big discussion in Gemara when we say that the keren and the yisoid and the soivev is only a five tefachim amma. Do we mean the height or do we mean the width? Remember, everything, all those things, it happens to be the soivev is more like a, it's there. Pasuk means the width, but we'll see it. We'll see the Gemara. But the keren and the yisoid, it could be the height also. So let's see the Gemara. So kasak daita. Right now we thought the pshat is like this: mi yisoid va'ad soivev, from the yisoid until the soivev. That's what it means in the pasuk. We say cheka amma va'amma reichev. We mean like this: from the yisoid until the amma reichev is all with the five tefachim amma. Ksav yadach mi yisoid va'atsoiv va'am ba'asei be'goyven height. How do you read in the pasuk? Koch kama mecheka ama va'ad roichev ama is all bas chamisha. So now we're going to do some math. Easy math. Go mizbeach kama haves amas. What's the height of the mizbeach? 10 amas. Now the first six, the soiviv goes. The soiviv ends after the first six amas from the floor. First six amas on the floor is how many tefachim? Five. That's 30. Shisa b'nei chamisha chamisha. The first six is a five tefachim ama, which is b'nei chamisha chamisha, which is five is 30. The top four, now we're not worried about the Kerem for some reason right at this point. The top four is b'nei shisa, is the sixth tefachim one. It's the binyan, b'nei chayla. So, b'nei shisa shisa. So mizbeach kama hava. So how many tefachim altogether is mizbeach? So let's figure this out. 30 plus 24 is how much? 54 tefachim. Chamisha v'arba. Comes out that the mizbeach, if you learn like this, that when it says chekam v'am reichav means from the yisoy to the soiviv is a 5 tefachim amma, what's the total amount of tefachim, the height of mizbeach? What's the total amount of tefachim? 54. Pag mizbeach kama hava. What's 54 divided by 2? Hava esu v'shiva is 27. Okay, 27. Mekronis v'ad soiviv kama hava. How many tefachim are from the kronis to the soiviv? We just said 24. Mekronis v'ad soiviv kama hava. Esem v'arba. Kama batzel pag mizbeach. How much left till the halfway point of mizbeach? Tlosa. 3 tefachim, right? So it come out, three tefachim below the soiviv would be the middle point, the midpoint of the mizbeach. We know the certain kabbonis have to go on top, certain on the bottom. Chatas behema on top, oilus behema on the bottom. Chatas ha'oif on the bottom, oilus ha'oif on top. So v'tanan, chutzal sikra, choyger v'emtzak, it'll have the ben domel, yoyim domel tachdainim. Like you just said, there's a different type of domem of a chas behema, of a oilus behema. So now I'm going to hit the cash now. Elo ha'da tanya, gabba oilus ha'oif, which is on l'mayla, hoya oilu b'kevesh, went up to kevesh, upon oilus ha'oif, u'bola karen d'remes v'zrachas, u'moylik esreisha, he comes to the corner, the first corner on the right, which is the southeast corner, u'moylik esreisha, he does malika, m'mul arpa, opposite its neck, which is in the back of the head, u'mavdil, he separates it, u'moytzez dam akir mizbeach, and he squeezes the dam on the wall of mizbeach. Agav, Rashi says here, mitzu means like it squirts out when you squeeze it. But like upon him, you do it on his back. Vim osalamat the miragla falama akas ksheira. Oh, big problem now. You're standing on the saiviv, you go below your saiviv one amma, it's kosher. The problem is, we just said the midpoint is 3 tvachim below the saiviv. You're going too low. You're going too low. So this can't be pshat. This can't be pshat. What must be pshat? El cheka amma is knisa amma. And Elcheka Amma is Knisa, Amma Reichav Knisa, and Gvula Asvasa Saviv Knisa. So now we have to figure something else out. But we're going to say it like this. No, it doesn't mean the height from the floor until Saviv is 5, not as Amma means. It means each width of each thing is 5. The height is the same thing, 6. It'll be 60 high. It'll be 60 high. We'll have to figure this out. It'll be 60 high. The indentation is where we said it's 5 Tachim. The Saviv goes in 5 Tachim. The Saviv goes in 5 Tachim. Not 6. And the Karen also, the width is five tefachim, not 6. And we have to chesmonois now. Everything will chesmonois the height now. I have to go chesmonois the width now. And that, so we'll stop. We'll go on the next recording. We'll start from here. Exactly when the Natalie Morris says to about the width, we'll figure out the math on that. And so on and so forth until Tzadik Chesam Aleph. That will be on the next Shir, Miyatzi Hashem.